From Radio K-Man's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. The Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing would like to clarify that visitors to the Cayman Islands are no longer required to pay $16 for a permit in order to drive legally on the roads. Radio K-Man's April Cummings has more.
The DVDL says that some insurance companies have been suggesting visitors to the Cayman Islands need to obtain a visitor permit before they're legally covered by their insurance. But the DVDL says that is not the case, as per Section 29(2) of the traffic law, expanded to cover new residents as well as visitors. Basically, people from countries stated under the Geneva Convention are allowed to drive in other listed countries, as long as they have a current valid foreign driver's license of the same vehicle group. So what this means is a visitor to the Cayman Islands can drive on their foreign license without purchasing a separate permit, as long as that license is valid and they're qualified to drive the same vehicle at home. Visitors who do not have a domestic license from a convention country or an international driver's permit will have to pass a written and road test before they're allowed to drive in the islands. And one more thing, the Vehicle Insurance Third-Party Risks Law, the 2012 revision, does not require people to have a Cayman Islands driver's license in order to qualify for insurance coverage, since there is no requirement by law for a visitor permit to be issued in order to drive. In the past, the DVDL had issued visitor permits under the traffic law, but this is no longer required. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
May saw a total of 40,591 visitors to Cayman's shores. This week at the Chamber of Commerce Economic Forum, Tourism Director Rosa Harris revealed the record tourism numbers for the month of May. But Mrs. Harris has a caveat.
At DOT, we're all nervous about these numbers because when you soar, there's only one way you can go. So we just want to caveat that we're not saying that we will keep this momentum, but we'll ride the wave while we have it.
Mrs. Harris says that the 13% growth was attributed to recent decisions from the tourism department, like the added flight route from Denver to Grand Cayman, and says that our department is working to find a way to ensure that all stakeholders and businesses in the tourism industry continue to profit and new business gets the right support to grow in the industry. Turning to regional news now, Jamaica has said farewell to former Prime Minister Edward Siaga at a funeral service Sunday. Here's Carib Update's Wendy Chateau with more.
His nephew, Metri Siaga, who gave the tribute on behalf of the Siaga family, said the former Prime Minister sacrificed his well-being and family to devote to the development of Jamaica. Prime Minister Andrew Holness said Siaga dedicated his life to the poor. One of Siaga's fiercest political rivals, former Prime Minister P.J. Patterson, remembered him as a dedicated statesman. The service was also punctuated by musical selections from the university singers. Following the church service, an 8-member bearer party lifted the casket of Siaga and carried it outside onto a gun carriage, which then transported the casket to its burial spot at National Heroes Park. Regional leaders, Grenada's Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell, Turks and Caicos Islands Premier Charlene Cartwright Robinson, and Premier Aldin McLaughlin from the Cayman Islands also laid wreaths.
We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The United Nations Human Rights Chief says the thousands of Islamic State fighters and their families detained in Syria and Iraq must be put on trial or released. Michelle Bachelet said the home countries of foreign fighters should take responsibility for them and their children should be repatriated. The US Secretary of State has been meeting the leaders of Saudi Arabia to discuss the issue of Iran as the US prepares to impose new sanctions on Tehran. Russia has denounced the new sanctions as illegal and says it will work to counter them. The British television channel Sky News says it will cancel a debate between the two Conservative candidates hoping to replace the Prime Minister if the front-runner, Boris Johnson, does not agree to take part. Jeremy Hunt earlier called his rival a coward for avoiding the debate. State media in Ethiopia are reporting that the police have shot dead the man alleged to have been the mastermind of a failed coup attempt in the Amhara region. Brigadier General Assam Niu Tsegay, who was Amhara's security chief, was killed on the outskirts of the regional capital. BBC News.